Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is changes to American society. Each of my guests will help us explore changes in our way of life caused by technology or the economy. My first guest is Web Life Editor for Yahoo. She's also the founder of Well Mom website and a former ABC News anchor. We'll discuss the top web searches for 2011 to make some sense of the year gone by. My second guest is the founder and CEO of Mass Ingenuity, a web tools development company. We'll discuss how to fire up your people, thrill your customers, and crush your competitors from his book, Business at the Speed of Now. My third guest is a lifestyle and frugal living expert. We'll discuss how to live happier and healthier for less from her book, Suddenly Frugal. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Heather Cabot, is a former ABC News anchor and a correspondent who took a detour from the fast-paced world of network news to the nuttiness of being a full-time mom to twins, no less. She is also the web life editor for Yahoo. Heather grew up in Phoenix. She holds a BA in English and philosophy from Simmons College and a master's from Columbia University School of Journalism. She and her husband and their three-year-old twins live in New York City. Joining us from New York. Hi, Heather. How are you today?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy Brain. What an interesting topic, too, is the whole idea of charting the web searches over the course of a year to see what's interesting. So my guest, let's start with, you know, a lot of people made us laugh. Some people made us cry. Some people even made us say, oh, my, in the past year. Web searches, they tell a compelling story of what people thought was important for the year. So I'm going to start with the overall picture. Why are web searches a good barometer of public sentiment and public interest?
Well, because I think they take some effort. You know, it's very different to just sort of click a story and passively read it, or even just passively consume news, you know, if you're watching something. But the act of actually having to think about what you're going to type into a search engine and actually formulate that search query, I think takes a little bit more effort. It's an active pursuit of knowledge. And so I think that for that reason, perhaps it has a little bit more validity in terms of being a window into people's hearts and minds, and just things that interest them.
Well, now that's interesting. I've never heard it put quite that way, and I like that. It's an active pursuit of knowledge. So the bigger question, or another big question is, you know, are web searches an indication of what's important during a given year, or merely what's popular? And I'll give you, for instance, last year, 2010, some of the top searches were things like the BP oil spill, World Cup soccer, Miley Cyrus. Those were all 2010 top searches, and yet this year, all of those stories have sort of evaporated from public interest. So are the top searches really an enduring stories, or are they merely the shiniest object that people are thinking about at that given moment?
I think they're enduring stories throughout the year. Which says a lot. I mean, it's 12 months of consistent searching. Or in the case of the BP oil spill, where the interest was just so tremendous that it trumped all of the other searches for various other topics in 2010. I think it depends on, you know, what the story is. It is sort of a chicken-egg question. You know, does the media drive the interest in some of these stories? Sometimes it does. Sometimes if something is overcovered in the media, it doesn't necessarily show up in the top overall searches because people feel like they've heard enough about it. On the other hand, though, in the case of the BP oil spill, and also I would, you know, in the Casey Anthony trial, which ranked very high this year,
yes,
there was an aspect of the live coverage of that event and the news sort of unfolding and the news consumer being able to actually be a part of that story in a sense because you could watch it live online. Same thing with the royal wedding. I mean, I think that there are the way that technology has changed the way that we consume news certainly factors into when we, you know, the searches that become the top searches of the entire year. So there's that aspect of interactivity that's different.
That it is. My guest is Heather Cabot, and I like what you say about the interactivity, but I want you to go back to something that you said in that last answer and help clarify it for me, because you said that there are some stories that people feel the news has covered extensively and they don't have to search for it. Can you give me an idea of what type of a news story that might be?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Like, you know, we don't necessarily see in the top searches, Britney Spears, for example. You know, she for many years was the top search on Yahoo for 4 years running. I think it was from 2005 to 2008. She's not on the top 10 list this year. She's number 13. I just think maybe people have kind of reached a point where they want to know all they want to know about it, and they've moved on. That's not to say that, I mean, being ranked 13 is still pretty high.
Yes.
You know, I think people sometimes ask, you know, why you know, are we not seeing President Obama in the top 10, or, you know, why are we not seeing even the contenders for the GOP nomination in the top 10? I just feel like sometimes those things are, you know, are covered enough. You know, it'll change as the news cycle changes too. You know, in 2012, we will certainly see news about the presidential election in the top 10. I would be absolutely surprised if we didn't. Because people are going to be more engaged in 2012. They're going to want to be looking more closely at what the candidates are talking about and searching for very specific things and getting involved in the campaigns online as well.
Exactly. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'd be stunned if President Obama and whoever the Republican contender is wouldn't be in the top 10 for next year. My guest is Heather Cabot. So, Heather, you're trained in journalism. Give us the implications of this sort of crowdsourcing of news. What implications does this have for traditional newspapers, for journalists like yourself, TV news and radio? Are there any long-term implications that you can draw from this?
That is a good question. Well, I guess it depends on how these various news outlets are using search data. You know, we do often pitch stories based on what people are searching for, you know, to say, hey, this would make a good trend story, or this would, this might be something you want to look at because people are interested in it. But I don't necessarily see it driving news coverage to that point quite yet, at least in traditional media. I don't know, you know, who knows? This is a whole new world. I mean, we are really in the first inning of all of this. So I don't know where it's going to go next. I hope, you know, this is sort of the purist in me, I hope that journalism as a public service continues to endure, and that even though people are obsessed with celebrity and weight loss and, you know, all kinds of fluffy topics, that the media will continue to still cover stories that are important, like what's going on at City Hall and, you know, what's going on in our schools. That would be a very sad thing if we saw those kinds of stories go away. I hope they don't. So I think, you know, it's really going to be up to the next generation and the values that we instill in them about what it means to be a journalist and what it means to what is news.
Interesting. I've made a note of that, the value of journalism in the future. That is a good point. My guest is Heather Cabot. We're talking about the top searches for 2011. I know the year's not over yet, but chances are these aren't going to change that much between now and the end of the year. So drum roll, please, without any further ado, Heather, give us some of the top stories for 2011 and why they were on there. And then I want to banter back and forth with you about why some other stories didn't make the top 10. So let's go through the list. What do you have on your list?
The number one search topic overall on Yahoo for the year is the iPhone. And this is not the first time, you know, we've been doing these lists for over a decade. This is not the first time that a product has topped the list. Back in 2002, the Sony PlayStation 2 had that honor. there was just a lot going on with the iPhone this year. People were very interested in the speculation about the iPhone 5. And, of course, when the iPhone 4S came out with Siri, everybody was interested in that. And then, of course, the opportunity for people who have other wireless plans to be able to use that on an iPhone, that was huge. So we saw a lot of searches for that, where people will be typing in, you know, iPhone Verizon or iPhone Sprint. And then, of course, the death of Steve Jobs certainly spurred interest in the iPhone as well.
And that's one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, Heather, because here the iPhone, the product itself, is number one on your list, and yet Steve Jobs doesn't appear in the top 10, does he?
No, but remember, he died late in the year. And I also think, I mean, this is sad, but I think the fact that when he stepped down in August, I feel like there was already a sense that things had gotten pretty, that his health was pretty bad. I mean, I think people, it was not a huge surprise when he finally passed away. I think what the surprise was when, if I remember correctly, it happened the same week as the 4S.
It did.
The 4S came out.
It absolutely
and,
did.
So I think, you know, that was just sort of a very sad coincidence. But I don't think it was one of those stories in terms of his death where people were shocked. It wasn't like Michael Jackson, for example.
All right. Fair enough. Now, let's go through the rest of the list, because there's going to be a pattern that emerges here as you go through some of the other top stories or top web searches for this year. So number two on the list is?
Number two is Casey Anthony. Everything having to do with the trial. And as I mentioned earlier, I think what really put this very high on the list was the fact that we saw people looking for the live trial coverage online. So people were clearly checking in, literally checking in to the courtroom from their desks throughout the day to see what was going on with the trial. And then, of course, if you add in the surprise verdict, people were outraged by that. And we saw a lot of searches related to that as well.
Okay, so Casey Anthony, not a surprising number two there. Number three did somewhat surprise me.
You were surprised by Kim Kardashian, number three?
I was, yes. Now,
my
producer here shaking his head, he got it all along. I'm so out of the cultural norm get it.
So, first of all, the Kardashians have become a brand. They're very astute in terms of using the web to build their brand over the last years. Kim Kardashian was actually on the list last year, but I think the other reason why this probably isn't a surprise is because not only did she have this huge wedding extravaganza, but then there's the split from her new husband.
Yes, just weeks later. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, so Kim Kardashian made it on the list. I guess it shouldn't surprise me. Her brother Ron was a guest on our show as well. Number four on the list.
Katy Perry, the singer. This is the first time she's ever been on the top 10 list. And, you know, this was just a big year for her. Right now, I believe she ties Michael Jackson for...
Wow.
The most singles from a single album to go to number one. And if one more of her hits from the album Teenage Dream makes it to number one on the Billboard chart, she'll actually beat Michael Jackson's Bad. So I think that speaks to the wide appeal of her music. And, you know, she just had a very big year this year. People were interested in what she was wearing and, you know, just all the red carpet stuff, her hair. All kinds of
celebrity stuff. That
yeah.
makes sense. All right, number five on the list?
J-Lo. This is a return for her to the top 10. She was on the list, I want to say 9 years ago was the last time that she was on the top 10 list. And, you know, American Idol, I think, can really be credited for her position on the list. Mm. This was just a huge comeback year for her. And in addition, she also got divorced. So people were interested in that as well.
That makes a lot of sense. My guest is Heather Cabot. We're talking about the top internet searches for 2011. And now I want to stop you right here, Heather, because it was one of the observations that I made on the list was that of the top 10, seven of them are people. And of the seven, five of those people are what you would call celebrities, not events. What does that say about us and our searching habits on the internet and just our general interests?
Well, I think we live in a celebrity-obsessed culture. I think it's hard to ignore it, even if you're not really interested in Hollywood. I think that it's just around us all the time. And sometimes people feel a little bit out of it if they don't know the latest gossip on something, or if they feel like that they need to be plugged into what's going on. And so they do a quick internet search. You know, it takes all of a couple of seconds to get up to speed on whatever the latest scandal is or whatever the latest outfit was that someone wore or the newest hairstyle. And I just think it's become part of our culture, for better or for worse. To historically, over the time that we've looked at this data, this is the 11th year, celebrities have always factored very high on the list. They just always do.
All right.
And I think I mentioned this about Kim Kardashian. I think as celebrities, it becomes more savvier about the power of the web, you know, through Twitter and their Facebook fan pages, and just recognizing that they have this ability to market themselves directly to fans, and perhaps maybe circumvent the traditional media by doing that. That's opened up a whole new reason for people to be typing in search queries about celebrities. They want to get the latest, you know, Twitter feed. They just want to feel like they are part of a celebrity's world. However real that may be. You know, who knows if it's really real if, you know, the celebrities are actually tweeting themselves or not. But I think there's this sense that I think celebrities have gotten very smart in capitalizing on that. So I'm not surprised at all that we still have so many celebrities on the list this year.
Well, let me just follow up, because there's a follow-on question. Of those celebrities that are on the list, all of them are female. What does that say, if anything? No Ashton Kutcher, no Charlie Sheen. No man made that list of the top 10.
Well, I think that they have to do with who's doing the searching. I think that women may be searching for gossip and maybe searching for the wardrobe and the hairstyles, and men, you know, are maybe doing searches for the photos, the images. I think that there is a gender split in terms of what people are interested in. Like, for example, with Casey Anthony, that was heavily female. True crime is always big in search, but in particular this trial, because it involved a mother and the death of a child, overwhelmingly it was women who followed the case and the trial and the verdict, et cetera.
Interesting. My guest is Heather Cabot. We're talking about the top internet searches of 2011. Heather, I'm going to switch gears on you real quick, and we're going to have to be fast. Give me some thoughts about what the top stories of 2012 are going to be, in your estimation, the top searches in 2012.
Well, definitely the presidential election, the Olympics in London, the iPhone 5, and we're already seeing a lot of searches for a new movie coming out, The Hunger Games, which is kind of like, it's the same genre as Twilight, and that movie's coming out in March, and when they released the trailer for it, the searches just went wild. Everybody wanted to download the trailer, so I think that's going to be really big in 2012.
Oh, that is great. My guest has been Heather Cabot. Heather, it's been a delight. If you've piqued people's interest, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the list, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Okay, they can go to yearinreview.yahoo.com, and that is our site that lists all 30 of the different topics, everything from athletes to celebrity hairstyles to top news stories. And we also looked at searches for 17 countries, so you can compare across the world what people are interested in. And if you're interested in wellness and motherhood and some of the other stuff that I write about, you can go to thewellmom.com, or you can follow me on Twitter @wellmom.
That is great. Heather, it's been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Heather.